and it's under the lights with the Anfield wrap as the Reds head to Madrid this week looking to overturn a 5-2 deficit from the first leg. You've got Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Mo Stewart, Sean O'Donnell all in the studio. We will get a view from Madrid a little bit later in the show. But Sean, if a 7-0 victory against Manchester United had one or two people thinking about a miracle going into this one, there's nothing quite like a 1-0 defeat to Bournemouth to bring people back down to earth. You'd have to say, being really honest, it does feel like Mission Impossible.
It does, it does. And I'm not going to sit here and build up our chances. All I'd say is Mission Impossible probably suits us a lot more than the expectation would suit us, given the current circumstances of the season. And I think Saturday is just a reminder of the top four rat race, really. I think we've been spoilt with title challenges over the last few years where, you know, you're winning every single game and the quality is so high. But you've seen with our competition for the top four this year, every single team going for the top four has got that in them. They've got a big win one week and then a big loss or a big significant loss the following week. So it's frustrating. I think what it means for Wednesday, as I've said, is the pressure is off completely. I don't think there's any expectations, really. I think, you know, once it kicks off and we see that there's a game of football to be played, the expectation level will rise. But actually, I do think that suits us because that's exactly where we were when we did Mission Impossible against Barcelona a few years ago. Nobody thought we were going to do that then. And I'd rather have that hat on than go into it thinking, ooh, yeah, you know, get an early goal and who knows type thing. I'd rather just be like, okay, let's just play for pride in inverted commas, but we'll see what happens.
It might suit us, John, but I have to say they're killing me at the minute. They really are killing me because I'm not suggesting after recent performances you would have said Liverpool have turned the corner, but there was definite signs of progress and people will all have their different views on which of the results have hurt the most or which performances have been the worst. But I'd have to say, in terms of context, after beating a team 7-0, the most frustrated I've felt is after that 1-0 to Bournemouth, because you just feel a little bit deflated now. And I've got to be honest, John, where the hell are you with them? Because they are constantly this season wrecking my head.